Blessings, everyone. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Well, we have completed our cursory examination of the life of David. And as I've mentioned several times before, you can find many books on this. There's one, Arthur Pink, P-I-N-K. He wrote a book. It just comes to mind because I've got it somewhere in my library, right? And I promise you, the thing's probably 700 pages long, maybe 800 pages long. Pink was writing maybe 100 years ago, something like that. But just voluminous details about the life of David, if you'd like to know more about it. That's the reason I'm sharing with you. And so I remember the whole point that we were looking at the life of David was I was thinking that perhaps we would move into a time of just seeing what the Lord is saying to us through the book of Psalms, the Psalms. And so in preparing for that, I thought, well, let's see what David was like, the life of David, because David wrote a huge portion of the Psalms, not all of them, but a lot of them. And then I thought, well, I don't know if we're going to do that because there's 150 Psalms. And you know how it is. It goes through your mind. It's going to take forever to do that, that kind of thing. And in one sense, that's true. But there's something else that I keep being drawn to with several portions of the scripture, and the Psalms are particularly one of them. You can teach the entirety of the Bible from the book of the Psalms. In other words, you're not just locked into one particular subject matter. You're not locked into this one thing. And we aren't anyway in this type of format. So if something comes up and I feel like we need to examine it, we can chase a little rabbit for a while. Though the greater flow of what we're doing, the greater direction is that we're moving through the Psalms. And so that's what I think we're going to do. We're going to start moving through the Psalms. And as things come, we may chase a rabbit here or there. But there are portions in the scripture. You can take any of the Gospels, for instance, and teach the scriptures, all the scriptures. You can take, I think, the book of Romans, teach all the scripture. Genesis, okay, the Psalms. And so we'll just see where we go on this, okay? I think it's going to be very, very enlightening, this, because as we go along, we're going to see what the Psalms have to say to each one of us. So let's just begin with Psalm 1. Psalm 1. And it says this, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like a chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." Now, that's the entire first psalm. It's six verses long. Okay? So a lot of times we'll run into psalms that are short. We'll run into many that are long. And we're going to see how we'll approach them. I wanted to read the entire thing where we could sort of see what's going on here. And even in a cursory listening, a cursory reading like this, we see what the topic here. He's talking about a blessed man, a man that is blessed. What defines someone who is blessed? And by man, that is a humankind type of thing. Yes, male, female, woman, child, et cetera, et cetera. Don't get distracted by superimposing worldly sensitivities upon things, right? What defines someone who's blessed? But then we see that it's actually more than that, because he comes along and he says, ah, but the wicked are not so. So there's a contrast between the blessed and the wicked. There's also a comparison between the blessed and the wicked. So who is the blessed man? Well, he tells us point blank, this is how you are a blessed man. You want to be blessed? Then this is what you do. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. You don't walk the same way the wicked do. You don't live the same way the wicked does. Lexham says, who does not walk in the advice of the wicked. Sadly, far too many believers live far more under the advice of the world, under the wicked, than they do of the Word of God, the counsel of God, the body of Christ, the fellowship of the saints, etc., etc. The blessed man is the one who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked. But not only that, he does not stand in the way of sinners. Now, that's not talking about standing in front of somebody trying to impede their path, standing in the way. That's sort of the way we use it in our Southern vernacular, you know. No, no. It's talking about that this man does not stand and walk in the same way that sinners do. He does not act the same way, okay? He does not stand in that. And this gives us all sorts of pre-echoes of what you would say like in Ephesians of living in the power of the Spirit, to stand firm, having done everything to stand, okay? The blessed man does not stand in the patterns and the procedures of the sinners. Then this one, nor sits in the seat of the scoffers. And so this is a temptation. It's quite easy to sit there and scoff at something. And when you get within circles of influences and family and friends that scoff at things all the time, it's easy to get caught up in that. But the blessed man does not. He does not sit in the seat of scoffers. So you notice that there's some physicality is going on here. You have walking, you have standing, you have sitting. The blessed man doesn't walk in the advice or in the counsel of the wicked. The blessed man does not stand in the way of the sinners. He doesn't live in the way of the sinners. The blessed man does not sit in the assembly of the mocker. But it's not only the blessed man. Notice how it starts off at the very beginning. It says, blessed is the man. Okay? There's a distinction there. Blessed is the man. So the man who walks not on the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers, he is the blessed man. So he tells us from the get-go right here, the psalmist does, what one who is blessed does or does not do. But then the next verse, I have to read this quickly, verse 2, he gives us from the positive, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. So this man who is blessed delights in something. He delights, his attention, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And it's not just saying, oh yeah, I believe it. No, no. He meditates on it. He meditates on it day and night. He thinks on it. He runs the law of the Lord. And by the law of the Lord, we mean the precepts. We mean the commandments. We mean the teaching, the instructions of the Lord. He meditates upon these day and night, which really begs the question, why? Do we do likewise? Or do we meditate upon the counsel of the wicked or the way of the sinners or the scoffers? What are we taking in to our mind, into our soul, into our spirits? Because what we are taking in is what will come out. And so take this before the Lord, asking, Lord, am I walking in the way of the wicked, the sinner, and the scoffers? Or am I delighting in your law and meditating on your word day and night? We're going to find this a thing throughout the Psalms, of the meditating upon the word, upon the law of the Lord. May we do so. Again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.